my head, I'll worry about the rest. Can't find your way out of it, and my heart beats and I've forgotten. My hands are heavy and my kingdom's fallen. A broken promise that I told you twice. And the rain's crashed out when the oceans rise. When the winds get angry and the time runs out. When the threads get thin, when the sirens ring. Take the long way around, let the walls come down. I know I told you there'll be days like this, they're lost inside it all. And all this time you know you must confess. And all the blame is weighed upon your chest. So take my hand, I'll worry about the rest. If you can't find your way out of this mess. Find your way out of this mess. You didn't know before you got lost in stages. You didn't know the faces, and you're coming round the bend. You couldn't know before you got lost in pages, like it was contagious. Deliver me to what I need. Take me down that riverbed and push me out to sea. You show me colors, show me heart. Show me light when it was dark. Show me rising like the stars. Show me everything you are. Take the weight off my shoulders down. And lift me up before I, lift me up before I fall. All this time you know I must confess. When all the blame is weighed upon my chest. So take my hand, I'll worry about the rest. If you can't find your way out of this mess. If you can't find your way out of this mess. Find your way out of this. Can't find my way out of it.
That's a tune called Can't Find Your Way Out by Montreal-based rock and rollers, the Franklin Electric. That was released in 2013, if you can believe that. We have some great music coming from Winnipeg. This is an artist that I met at the Edmonton Folk Festival by the name of Seagrass, and they were also on the shortlist for a regional Grammy nod, which is really cool. Here is Last Night I Had a Dream on the Jukebox.
You were holding me tight. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
We're
Hello, my name is Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That is music from Revolution, a group from Santa Barbara, California, and that is from their 2017 release, Reflections. It's an acoustic version of the song More Than Ever. Revolution is a group that was started back in the early 2010s, and they were also nominated for a Grammy in 2017 for Best Reggae Album of the Year. We've got great music coming up from Ladysmith Black Mambuzo. And if you haven't heard this name, or have you, if you've heard the name rather, you may know them from the Paul Simon album Graceland. They are featured on that particular record, a classic. Angela Saini, our featured artist of the week, and she's coming up with her tune, Say. But before we get to Angela, we're going to listen to Jingle Dress Dancer by Native Pool Boy. This came out in 2024. This is a artist and comedic storyteller from Fort William First Nation in Ontario. Here they are on the Jukebox.
Checks to make sure nothing's loose on all of her beadwork. Packs up her suitcase with all her ribbon skirts, the dress that her mom made, and all her favorite shirts. She puts in the backseat her blankets and her tent, and drove across the highway with a rope. Surrounded by the spirits that watch over her head, she lays down tobacco in the fire just to pray, and puts on her regalia and tightens up her braids. She pulls out her medicine and smudges with her sage, and puts on all her makeup and her warrior face. Brings her back to life. She never missed a powwow, not since she was 10. She dances for the culture and she moves like the wind. The colors of her beadwork match all of her dress. The style that she dances, she learned from all the best. And all of her jingles, they talk when she moves. The sound of resilience, she's got nothing to lose. Each step that she takes helps her heal all her pain. She's fine on her own, so stay out of her way. She's dancing at the powwow, trying to make her parents proud. The reason that she dances when the drums be real loud, and she moves her feet. It's the heart and the heartbeat of the drum brings her back to life. Oh, oh, oh.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Abantu le ndaba emnandi kangaka amadoda
bayayazi yini bonke abantu le ndaba emnandi kangaka amadoda
uma
kuguquka isinhliziyo kwabaseNingizimu Afrika
kuye
kwaqhuqa nomhlaba wonke
kuye
kwajabula umhlaba wonke Spirit, love, joy, peace, long suffering, goodness, gentleness, self-control, faithfulness, patient, kindness, generosity, generosity.
Uma
kuguquka izinhliziyo kwabaseNingizimu Afrika.
Kuye
kwaqhuqa nomhlaba wonke.
Kuye
kwajabula umhlaba wonke.
But
South Africa entsha. Abehlule kuNkulunkulu, abehlule.
Abehlule.
Abehlule kuNkulunkulu.
uNkulunkulu
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Celebrating Vancouver's underground rock music culture for 3 days of shows from incredible local and touring artists, the second annual Unreal City Festival takes over the Rickshaw Theatre and the Russian Hall, January 15th to 17th. Featuring local artists like Worry War, Jody Glenham,
so let it keep raining.
CJSF chart toppers Devour, and the Houseplants. Scene veterans By a Thread. Headliner Spencer Krug of Wolf Parade, Sunset Rubdown, and Moonface. This unique festival finds bands and music artists upstairs, while downstairs you get access to the coziest grandma's living room style lounge in the city, with DJs, hot food, drinks, on-site tattoo artists, and more. The second annual Unreal City Festival, January 15th to 17th at the Rickshaw Theater and the Russian Hall in East Vancouver. For passes, go to unrealcity.rocks or head to CJSF Music on Instagram to win tickets.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In Edina, Minnesota, some residents are leaving their cars at home and riding electric bikes that the city helped pay for.
We last year added e-bikes as one of the projects that we help fund so that folks can have an alternative to car travel.
Matthew Gabb, sustainability specialist for the Minneapolis suburb, says most of Edina's carbon pollution comes from buildings and transportation. So to reduce those emissions, the city created a climate action fund using fees paid by local utilities. The fund helps residents pay for energy-saving projects like weatherizing their homes, installing solar panels, or switching to efficient electric heat pumps. And every 3 months, 10 residents who are chosen by lottery each receive at least